One of the great hopes for saving the coal industry is the development of a cheap, efficient way to permanently store the carbon emitted from it. But so far, carbon capture and storage has struggled to live up to expectations. David Moeller is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Clean Coal and Carbon Management at the U.S. Department of Energy and is in charge of federal research and development in those areas. In an interview, Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce started by asking him what we should make of the fact that a number of carbon capture projects have failed recently after the Department of Energy abandoned its support for them.
Well, a couple of things I'd say about that. One is I don't personally consider the projects to have failed. So there is valuable information that's come from every project we've initiated. So we've got good engineering work that's been done. We've got good subsurface characterization that's been done. We've got good market-based dialogue established that didn't exist before. So I don't consider them to be failures from a technical perspective, from advancing the technology. Not every project has proceeded to completion, but several have. And so a couple I would point to, there is a Boundary Dam project in Canada that DOE was involved with. There is another project that is about to begin operation that is also a power plant retrofit. It is the Parrish project in Texas.
Whose responsibility is it to be investing in carbon capture technologies?
Well, it seems to me like one of those areas where the government really does have a role. Where, you know, because it's all cost today and no value on the other side, or little value on the other side of the equation, it is, I think, an appropriate role for government to make that investment. You know we're going to need it to meet what we've already articulated as our national goals for climate, for example. So somebody's got to do it, and government makes sense to do it. But I do believe that if we can continue to bring the cost down, which we're working very hard on in my group, and find ways to create value, that economic equation will begin to really help the technology advance.
What kind of investment is the Obama administration making in the future of coal technology?
Well, it crosses a number of fronts. We actually have a coal white paper that lays out all the different investments that DOE makes in coal-related technologies. And frankly, I think we need to begin to think about it in terms of carbon-related technologies. Carbon has great value as feedstocks in a number of different processes. So I think to only think about it in terms of coal may be a little bit myopic. But it's all the way from, you know, the budget in my shop to do fundamental R&D, to things that go on in the national labs, to our loan program office that will guarantee loans for carbon capture and sequestration projects, for example. So there's kind of a panoply of different investments being made.
There's a growing movement to simply move away from burning fossil fuels. Why shouldn't we go that route?
I think one of the fundamental reasons to not go that route is because even if the U.S. goes that way, the rest of the world won't, because they economically can't. And so countries like China and India and Indonesia, other countries are going to continue to use coal and fossil fuels for decades into the future. So if our true objective is a climate objective, climate is a global issue. So if our true objective is less than or equal to 2 degrees centigrade, the technologies have to come from someplace to manage that independent of the U.S. Now, then you can begin to argue, well, then does the U.S. need to have a role in it? My answer is yes, and for a couple of reasons. One is for U.S. competitiveness. You know, China and Japan can sell those technologies globally. Do we want our industry, our companies to sell those technologies globally too? And I would argue yes, for job creation and frankly for meeting global target, global climate objectives. I think we have a role.
Here in Wyoming, there's been a lot of emphasis recently on creating valuable products with the CO2. I guess, how do you see the creation of products fitting in with the overall goal of reducing CO2?
I see it as a bridge. Well, first of all, two things. One is, permanent sequestration is really the gold standard. Put it in a saline aquifer and it turns into rock over time and you keep it there. That's kind of really where you ultimately want to go. But here's how I look at that. Today, if you look at carbon capture and sequestration, it's all cost. It's all cost to existing entities, unless you can create some value on the other side of the equation. Enhanced oil can do that, although at today's price of oil and previously lower prices of oil, it doesn't quite balance the equation. But you need something on that value side of the equation. What these other utilization technologies can do is begin to incrementally add to that value. So now you've got something that offsets the cost where it now becomes economically viable to, you know, to do the work that we need to do.
Thank you very much for taking the time.
Sure.
David Mueller is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Fossil Energy with the Department of Energy.